Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina.
How are you?
I'm doing well, getting ready, a new year resolutions, and a very important one, staying healthy.
I know, staying healthy, and you know, I'm excited today because we're going to be talking about, as we're moving into Valentine's season, right, we're going to be talking about heart health.
Yes.
Right? And that's always important because hopefully all of us have one, right?
It's very important to stay healthy and strong, and especially our heart as
yes.
well.
And so, you know, it's always nice when we have our community partners stop by and visit with us and share information. And they really don't come any better. I am really happy to welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne Andrea Bell from Desert Valley Hospital.
She's a friend of the show.
She's definitely a friend of the show. I mean, yes, we are related. She is definitely part of my family,
mm-hmm.
right? Hence the last name Bell.
Yeah.
And also she's brought a special guest who she's going to introduce to us mm-hmm. a little bit later. So it's wonderful to have you with us, Andrea.
Hey, Andrea.
Thank you so much.
Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, ladies. Happy New Year to you.
Yes. And like I said, we appreciate all that Desert Valley Hospital and medical group does within our community. I mean, I can't think of very many things where you guys do not have a presence on some level. You are definitely engaged. And so today you're here to remind us of, you were actually with us kind of this time last year to remind us of an annual event.
Very awesome event. We're always looking forward to it. Very important for the community too.
Yes, and so you're here to remind us about the Heart Strong event.
Yay.
So tell us about that, and like I said, because we're moving into Valentine's season, and so I think that's on everybody's mind. So tell us about the event and how people can get involved, what they can expect, etc.
Yeah, so we're hosting our annual Heart Strong event at the Mall of Victor Valley mm-hmm. on February 21st. We'll have so many vendors there. We're also going to be providing screenings.
Mm.
We're going to have our Macy's fashion show.
Oh, what fun!
With all of our heart survivors
yes.
who, you know, wanting to just bring awareness to our community and how important it is to make sure that, you know, we're all heart healthy.
Yes.
So with that, I actually brought one of our physician residents. Dr. Hewad is here with me. So if you ladies have any questions that, you know,
Ooh.
Our community members may have, I know a lot of people are always thinking, you know, I'm healthy, I don't need to worry about my heart, or I'm so young still. But I know
yeah.
there's a lot of questions regarding, you know.
Well, it's important. We need to take good care of it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so just so, once again, Heart Strong annual event, Saturday, February 21st,
yes.
right? 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Mall of Victor Valley. There still is opportunity if there are vendors who are interested in participating. And they can do that because they can call for information?
Yes, they can call Desert Valley.
Okay.
And they can ask for member services, and they can connect with our team, and they'll get all the information they need.
Okay, great. And so, Dr. Hewad, did I say that correctly?
Correct. Hi, Regina.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for being here.
Great.
And welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We are so happy that Andrea brought you and that you made time to come out and share with us. And I understand that you're going to talk to us a little bit about the importance of heart health, right?
Sure. Thank you for inviting me. It's great to be here. And I'm glad to join you today to talk about heart health
mm-hmm.
and our upcoming community event. So as you mentioned, heart health is an important issue because heart disease is still the number one cause of death for both men and women.
Wow.
Yeah, and when we talk about heart disease, it includes a group of conditions that slowly damage our heart over time. And that's the most important condition that we can mention, and the risk factors are like high blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
diabetes, high cholesterol, smoking, vaping, being overweight, obese, not being physically active, having unhealthy diet, stress, and poor sleep. So I would like to mention that lots of people think heart disease is only a problem of older adults, but that's not true.
Right.
Yes, it's more common that as people get older, it happens more, but we are seeing increasingly more cases in younger adults. For example,
I understand, doctor, that you're seeing it because the vaping.
Yeah.
Or the stress. Right.
And some of those nutritional habits are bringing younger people into your emergency rooms.
Exactly.
Right?
They're putting lots of people at the risk of developing all these conditions. So I wanted to mention data that was published in 2026 by American Heart Association.
Okay.
These conditions are increasing. For example, out of every two adults in the United States, one has high blood pressure. It means that we are at risk of 50% of developing high blood pressure.
Wow.
One out of two,
yes.
Oh, my God.
So even though these conditions are more common in adults, but when we look at the numbers, between age 30 to 65, this risk is almost 45%, which is really high.
Wow.
And
45%?
45%. That's a big number.
Mm-hmm. And that is a big number.
It's a big number. And the dangerous part is actually that most of these conditions, at the beginning, they are silent. And people are feeling completely normal. For example, some people may have high blood pressure, may have high cholesterol, and they may don't know for many years. And these people are feeling totally fine. Mm. But inside the body, damage is slowly happening. So over time, these uncontrolled conditions may damage different parts of our body, like the heart, the brain, the kidney. And at the end, unfortunately, they may find out the problem when they develop serious complications like a heart attack or a stroke.
What did you suggest? How do we go about prevention?
Yeah.
Right?
Say we just started a new year, resolution to stay healthy especially, but what's like the first steps that people would like for you to start to prevent heart disease and some of these other conditions?
This is very important. I wanted to remind that everyone should keep in mind that if you are feeling fine right now, it doesn't always mean that your heart is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
As I previously mentioned, heart disease can be silent and slowly develop over many years without clear symptoms.
Mm.
So what can we do for prevention?
Yes.
It's important to remember the foundation of prevention is healthy lifestyle. First, physical activity.
Okay.
Having regular physical activity is the best thing that we can do for our heart. For example, from medical perspective, it's recommended that we should have moderate exercise for 30 minutes at least 5 days a week.
Okay.
Like brisk walking, like easy cycling, that is ever we are able to perform. And if we can do more than this, it's fine.
Right.
So for people who are busy, and who cannot do regular exercise, they should look for alternatives like walking during their breaks, take stairs instead of elevators.
Stairs.
So park a little bit away from your working place.
Yes.
I do that because I don't want to park. I do that anyway.
These are small changes, but if we do it for long times, after a long time, it's really add up. So,
right.
And it really make changes. The next thing that we could remember for the prevention is healthy eating. And other things that we need to remember, avoid smoking, vaping.
Yes.
Sleep and stress also matters a lot. And finally, I would say regular medical care is very important.
Checkups.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly. Follow
so
with your family.
So an annual checkup at least, right?
Yes. Yes. Okay. You need to follow regularly with your doctors. And if you don't have one, you need to establish care.
Okay.
If you have any medical condition, it's important to clearly understand your condition and follow your treatment properly.
Yes. Yes. So, okay. Now, let's say we've done all those things, and you know, we're thinking we've done those things that we need to do to prevent having some challenges.
Exactly.
But just in the event that there is something going on, what are some of the warning signs of a heart attack that people should never ignore? You know, because sometimes people say, oh, I felt like my hand went numb or my arm went numb.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I just thought, you know, maybe I had been, you know, I hadn't used
That's
it
very
or
important.
Something.
Exactly.
What are some of those warning signs that are really important, doctor, that we shouldn't ignore?
Regarding heart attack, you may experience specific symptoms, like you may feel chest pain or simple chest discomfort. You may get shortness of breath. That is, which may be new or unusual. Mm-hmm. The pain that you get may spread to your shoulder, to your arm, to your neck, to your jaw. Mm-hmm. You may develop some cold sweating, nausea, or may feel just lightheaded.
Mm-hmm. And sorry, doctor. What kind of pain are we talking about? Is there? Can you describe like a pain? Like say, if it's a pre-warning of something going on, is it
like
a sharp pain? Is there any way you can describe the kind of pain?
Most of the time, the people are presenting like having a pressure, like a squeezing chest pain.
Okay.
That is a concerning thing. But at the same time, we need to remember that for all people, the symptoms are not the same. For example, women, older adults, or people with diabetes may come with unusual sign, like they may just feel unexplained fatigue. Mm-hmm. They may have just stomach discomfort. They may have shortness of breath without chest pain.
Okay.
Or generally feeling that something is not right.
Right.
So,
but just if you kind of get that feeling that something doesn't feel
that's
quite
a feeling
right,
wrong.
Don't hesitate.
Exactly.
Then that's something that you want to pay attention to, right?
Exactly.
And take action on.
So here is a simple rule to remember. If symptoms last more than a few minutes and they are severe and you feel different from what you normally experience, this is the time that you need to call 911.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And in this condition, you should remember not to drive yourself to the hospital.
Okay.
And do not wait for the pain to go away.
Okay. So don't wait.
Don't hesitate.
Don't. Act fast, right? And don't go alone.
Don't
drive
go by
yourself. Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, those are good tips. So now let's talk a little bit about treatment options today for heart disease. And what can you tell us about that?
Is there anything available today or coming up in the studies that you've read or know about, doctor?
I would say about the treatment, there are some good news.
Mm.
Nowadays, we have very effective treatment options for heart disease, including medication and, if required, surgery. Actually, this treatment option has helped lots of people to live longer and have a better quality of life. As Andrea mentioned, we are going to have an event which will be held on February 21st.
Yes.
Looking forward to that one.
This is an event is designed to bring community and healthcare professionals together. In this event, we will have staff from many departments of Desert Valley Hospital, including physician, which is a great opportunity for our community member to meet doctors.
That's wonderful.
In person, yeah.
Absolutely.
And they can ask questions. They can learn more about their current condition.
Now, you're going to be there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will be
there.
Great. Right. Yeah.
Great.
So do you have any questions
yes.
asked? Yeah.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, and I think it's worth mentioning that we to remember this event is not just for the people who have heart disease. Everyone, young or old, whoever want to learn about their current heart condition or wanted to stay healthy, they are welcome to the program.
Yes. Mm.
And
yeah.
besides, you know, more health information, free blood pressure screening, glucose screening, cholesterol screening, all of those factors that you talked about, doctor, in preventing heart disease.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You have given us a wealth of information. And I love the way you did it because even somebody like me can understand. Right? The importance that it is for us to take care of our heart health, to be knowledgeable about it, to know what feels
exactly.
normal for us. And if we're not feeling normal, that might be a sign that something is going on. So it's better for us to get ourselves checked
exactly.
out and find out what's going on.
So they can, anytime they want to hear information of anything that we have coming up or any programs that we have, they can call our 760-381- 8083 phone number.
Okay.
That's our member services line.
Okay.
And those ladies are amazing, so helpful. You have any questions, they will look for the answers.
Great. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you both on February 21st at the Victor Valley Mall for the Health Strong Health Fair event. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you.
Sure. Thank you for having us here.
Yes. I'm great. I'm excited. I'm feeling like today's show is really going to be inspiring.
Every show is inspiring.
It
that
is.
We have
it
here.
Is. But I just got that feeling that we're going to be really motivated by what we're about to hear. We've got two guests that came together and wrote a book sharing a very personal story of challenge and perseverance. And so we want to welcome Pastor Dane Davis and Alan Schwartz to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. It is wonderful to have
welcome.
You both with
once
us.
Once again, Pastor, and then welcome, Alan.
Thank you so much. Good to be here.
And so together, as I said, you guys authored a book, and the book is entitled Call to Persevere.
Yes.
And we want to learn a little bit more about the two of you and the book and kind of how it came to be and all of that. So I want to jump right in. And Alan, I want to say, what's the backstory? Can you tell us a little bit about what happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
And then also kind of lead us into how you and Pastor Dane met.
Sure. So I was 17 at the time when I woke up with a herniated disc.
Mm.
I couldn't walk. And before this, I was a huge athlete. I played baseball, basketball, football. I just loved to run, man. I loved doing everything with my friends. Instead of the boys, typical boys, just playing with toys, I was out running with my friends. Age 17, I woke up with a herniated disc and L5-S1. Mm. It left me confined to a wheelchair. And doctor said, Alan, you have a severe herniated disc. Is compressing on all your nerve roots, and this is why you can't walk, so you have to have surgery. At that time, of course, I was confused, and I thought, why? There was no injury, nothing.
Yeah,
nothing. No one hurt
just
me.
Just woke up?
Yeah, just woke up. Severe back pain, but I was tough. You know, I had high pain tolerance. I thought, oh, I'm a boy. It's going to get better.
Right.
But then it kept getting worse gradually. At age 17, they had to do the herniated disc surgery. And then after that, I was walking again with my physical therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing things that I loved. I graduate with my huge class of 19 people.
Okay.
So I thought, oh, I'm better. Like, that was hard, but I'm good now. I'm still young. I'm 18 at this time. But then, you guys, 6 months later, I was washing some windows with a bottle of Windex, and I was instantly in a 10 out of 10 pain from my neck down to my toes. And that was the start of the nightmare. I couldn't wash anything. I couldn't shower myself. My dad had to bathe me at age 18. Took me a year and a half's time to get diagnosed. I became bedridden. And that for me was so hard because it would be hard for anyone. But when you're always on the go, playing sports, doing something.
You have your whole life ahead of you.
When you're a young man, you're 18 years old.
Yes. And I was so healthy before.
Yes.
And always on the go. And like you're saying, it's a humiliating feeling having your dad have to bathe you and everything. And it took me like 6 epidurals, 7 spinal taps, nerve block, 3 back surgeries to finally, before I got diagnosed, they did a short mystery diagnosis on me on Channel 7 News. A doctor saw it. My dad wrote him. They finally diagnosed me with a rare incurable spinal cord disease.
Wow.
Yeah. At that time, I was 20.
As they say, look at God.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But
oh, for sure.
History of injury or
no, that's what's crazy. And actually, it's doctor made from all the epidurals, the spinal taps, and nerve blocks. But at the end of the day, when he shared this with me, the doctor, I thought, that's horrible, right? It is. Even to this day, it's awful. Your whole life changes. But how can God use me through that?
Wow.
Right? And so I have seen so many people come to know Christ through my story because of God, not because of me, because I'm not strong. But when I'm weak, God is strong. And so he gives me the strength to overcome it. And then in 2008, not much longer after that, I met this awesome gentleman because this is how God works. So we actually, my Uncle Ronnie passed away in 2008.
Okay.
We weren't going to church at that time. My parents called the funeral home and it was Pastor Dane. And we hit it off so much at my uncle's funeral. Yeah, he's
and
like,
you had never met him before.
I never met him.
Okay.
And I feel like I met him forever. Like, I knew him forever.
Wow.
He was cracking jokes. Just, he was so nice and so genuine. And he told me about his church. And then we started going. And he's like another dad figure to me for since 2008. So 18 years is how we met.
That's how you guys yes. met, right? And
through
so,
tragedy.
Pastor Dane, what did you think when you first met this young man?
So I'm a full-time pastor. I'm the pastor at Impact Christian Church in Victorville, been there since 1999. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I do is I offer to help families that don't have a pastor. And so I was on call with the different mortuaries in the Victor Valley,
yeah.
and I got this call, which wouldn't be unusual for a certain family, didn't have a church, needed a pastor for, in this case, an uncle's funeral. As mm-hmm. he died early, the family was just grief-stricken. None of them were expecting it. And so I did the service. I couldn't, at this point, tell you anything that happened in that service. I don't remember anything from the service. Mm-hmm. What I do remember from that day is when I came out into the lobby after that service, after that funeral, I saw this young man, 20 years old, in a wheelchair. And the joy that just radiated from his face, even though he clearly was grieving the loss of his uncle, there was something special about him. There was something unique about him. And that began a friendship. As Alan said, I invited him and his family to our church, and they attended most of these last 17 and a half years. Mm-hmm. since that funeral.
Wow.
And we've done some ministry together over the years. And my wife and I walked up to Alan. I remember it was the fall of 2021. And Alan at the time was one of the elders at our church. By the way, we didn't mention earlier, his specific diagnosis is a disease called arachnoiditis.
Okay.
And so people hear arachnoiditis, they immediately think, oh, spider.
Yes.
So it's not arachnophobia, has nothing to do with that.
No,
I'm scared of spiders.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of the layman's explanation in our spinal cord column, there are several layers. And one of those layers, the middle layer, is called the arachnid layer or the arachnoid layer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that can become extremely inflamed. And so that's why you have shooting pain up and down your entire body.
Got it.
Because your spinal cord that's filled with neurons transmitting messages to every extremity of your body is inflamed.
It's inflamed.
Yeah. And there's next to nothing that can be done to reduce that inflammation. But
wow.
long story short, my wife and I, after a church service in the fall of 2021, as Alan and his wife were loading their kids into the car, we went up to them, said, Alan, you know, as an elder at our church, you guys have given me your blessing to write a book in February and take some time away to do that. What I didn't tell you is God's laid it on our hearts for me to write your biography.
Wow.
And so that's what I did the following February, and there was so much involved, it stretched well beyond February, but we did finally publish the book in the fall of 2022. His book is called Called to Persevere, A One Man's Journey to Overcome Pain, Disease, and Disappointment with God.
Wow.
And made that available as of 2022 on Amazon, the hardcover, the paper book, and also the audio book of that.
Yeah.
And so began a new chapter in our ministry to work together to share Alan's story with the world of how a Christian can go through some of the worst pain imaginable. Yeah. Arachnoiditis has one of the highest suicide rates of any disease.
Wow.
Because
you're in constant pain.
Constant pain, and not just level 6, level 7, so often level 10 pain. And so many who have it, knowing there's no real cure, just give up.
They just take, yeah.
And so his ability to persevere through his pain
absolutely.
And still serve God and still radiate the joy that anyone can see in his face
yes.
and still put others' needs above his own is just remarkable. And I knew he was old, and he needed to have that in black and white so that those he never speaks to one-on-one will still have the opportunity to read his story.
To be touched. You know? Absolutely. So let me ask a question.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. How long did it take to write the book?
Such a good question. You would know even more than me, but about a year, right?
It was about a year.
Yeah.
So late 2021, I was talking with Alan. One thing he didn't mention, he mentioned his dad bathing him. Mm-hmm. His mom was his number one advocate,
mm-hmm.
and she was calling and writing letters and doing everything a loving mom could possibly do to try to get some doctor in our country or even somewhere outside our country. He ends up going to Germany at one point to the foremost expert.
Yeah.
And all of this with no money, trying to get someone to take care of her son. And so she went through hell. But I talked to both Alan and his wife and his parents there in late 2021. I let them know, this is what God's laid on my heart to write his biography. I need your help. Yeah. You know all these details. I don't know. And I just need to let you know ahead of time, some of it is going to have to end up on the scrap room floor. We can't fit everything into a 200-page book.
Right.
I'm going to have to be selective in what I choose because I don't have the time, ability to do an 800-page book to tell his complete story.
Right.
And we wanted it to be accessible for the average reader.
Right.
And so,
and engaging.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Keep it moving.
Short enough where people have a comprehension to read it all. I just want to say thank you, ladies, so much. It was awesome being here. You guys were so inviting. And, yeah, it's been awesome. It's been awesome. But I think, too, like, everyone has an issue, right? Or everyone knows someone maybe going through someone. Maybe someone's struggling in a hospital right now. Maybe it's mental illness, pain. Maybe they're struggling with suicidal thoughts. Get those people the copy of the book because, man, there's so much hope in there of inspiration, of encouragement, right?
Yes.
We all need encouraging. Even us who are healthy, right? We could always have more encouragement.
Absolutely.
And so I want to say that, but also for those that are maybe struggling, Jesus died on the cross for you so one day you don't have to struggle. So there's always hope on that.
Yes.
There's always hope on our eternal salvation that's why we should have hope in Jesus Christ. Because he didn't die so you could waste a struggle, right? He wants you to be with him. So even if you're struggling, I know it's hard, but it should build our character and make us more like Jesus Christ when we look in the mirror.
Yes.
Honestly. So fight the good fight of faith and know no matter your struggle that God never wastes it. Never does. And with that being said, I do want to just share one thing. I remember when I was at the hospital several different times, even to my wife, Brittany, when we were married at this time, and even in Kansas, they said, you know what, Alan? You're never going to be able to be a father. Because your whole autoimmune system is shut down. Your inflammation is too high. You have something so rare, like it's just going to be too difficult. Well, I'll tell you what, audience and you ladies, we have two beautiful miracle children.
Yes.
So even through my pain, even through what I go through every day, God, I see these little miracles, you know?
I was just going to say, like, Alan, that miracles happen every day.
They do.
And we don't want to sleep on them.
We don't. No,
don't sleep on
them.
Don't
take them for granted. Thank God for those. And those who are even maybe parents who are like getting upset with their kids or whatever, man, you're blessed that you have kids.
Yes.
So don't take that fatherhood for granted or being a mother for granted because they have breath in their lungs and they cannot be here with you. So
well, we thank you for
that. Thank you so much.
Pastor Dane, thank you. Thank you for just blessing us today with inspiration and motivation to accept some of these life challenges, but accept them in knowing that we can be victorious.
Yes.
And come through them and be made better and whole because of it. So thank you both, and we'll look forward to having you back
wait.
Soon.
Let's do it.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you guys.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.